we're cutting things out cold turkey. Our addictions are a little murky. We're giving up music, sugar, and phones. Come listen to our stories and our groans. We're cutting things out cold turkey.
Go for it. I don't know who started.
Oh, yeah. What did we say last time? All right. Welcome back to Cold Turkey, our podcast about quitting things.
One thing we're not quitting. Oh.
Awkward. Oh, is this podcast? Was that your career joke? Oh, I jumped in.
Oh, yeah, I'm Holly, and you're Megan.
Yeah.
And this is awkward.
Yeah. Great start to the day here today.
Definitely wasn't going to say we're not quitting this podcast, because you never know, things can happen, but not right now.
Okay, moving on.
But anyways, I was going to say we are not quitting food.
Oh, that was important.
Food is important. Yeah. And you're eating a banana right now.
I am.
How's that treating you?
You know, I love it. I wish it was more, though. I really needed a meal.
I needed a meal, not just like a single banana, like a whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
you know, you could have a better meal. Through, you know, skip the dishes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I always forget about that.
You ever, like, order it to the school and the guy's just, like, judging you so hardcore because he's like, why are you ditching class to come get a sandwich? And I'm like, dude, the sandwich is getting me through this day here. Like,
yeah, but you walk back into class holding that prize and
everyone
is
like, oh, I'm your new best friend.
Because you're eating granola bars.
I need to get in on this. Yeah. Yes. Costco granola bars.
Costco. That's
they
not
come
the
in
same.
Bulk. Yes.
Yeah. Skip the dishes is the way to go, really, guys.
Yeah. And you know, like, group together.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Order, like, a big thing. You only have to pay the one delivery fee. It's like, you don't all want to pay $3. So you just pay $3 as a group and just all order your thing to the same location. And it's, like, skip party.
It's all about networking at that
networking,
point.
Networking,
yeah,
yes.
It's called networking, guys.
Just, like, you don't even have to know them. Just, like, call out into the hallways, like, who needs lunch? And then just, like, everyone come together. And just order a meal together.
As a community. And that works. Yes. So I was in the airport last week.
Yeah.
And this lady sat next to me. And she's like, hey, you want to split some tater tots? And we split tater tots. And it was so great.
What?
Yeah, it's true story.
Oh, that's so exciting.
How else do you, like, it was a layover. And
you're just like, hey, tater tots are, like, the way to go.
Yeah, well, L.A. airport food, expensive. Like, I'm talking $30 salads. So splitting tater tots with this lovely woman was the best opportunity I could have found that trip.
I'm really glad that you had this wonderful experience.
Thank you.
And that's great that you made a new friend with this lady.
That's what happens when your face is not in a screen all the time.
Yes, yeah.
No, it's not. It was just really hungry.
Wow, real life conversations motivated by food.
Meeting strangers in a safe way.
I feel like airports are not a safe way to meet strangers.
But everyone's been through, no, maybe
yeah,
not.
I know. They've all been screened. That's
like,
true.
You know that they're not packing heat at that point.
They're not going to straight up shoot you or anything.
No, they'd find other ways.
Yeah.
Food poisoning.
Food poisoning. She probably poisoned those tater tots.
God damn it. Yeah. I knew better.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this week, what did we do this week, Megan?
We cut out Netflix.
We did.
That's what we did. And we read a book.
We did.
Yeah, we read a book, guys.
Did you finish the book, Megan?
Nope.
Did I finish the book?
Did you finish the book?
No, I didn't.
I read the parts that were relevant to me.
I honestly was slightly offended by some of these parts.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, okay, I was kind of excited. I was like, oh, minimalism, like, fitness. Like, that's cool. Like, you know, they're like, condense your workouts into, like, 20 minutes. Like, if you do a high cardio workout in 20 minutes... you don't need to run for, like, half an hour or, like, an hour. You just, like, do your quick, high-intensity workout, and it's fine. But then it's, like, minimalist food. And it's, like, if you're very large or overweight, you should eat less. And I'm, like, hey, what if I'm not very large or overweight?
Yeah, no, I know.
And I still want to be a food minimalist. Is this just for fat people, or is it... for everyone. So I don't know. It was mostly targeted towards, like, people in the depths of their despairs. I feel like that was...
He also was kind of aggressively pushing veganism.
Yeah, he was like, stop eating meat. Like,
which I get. I come from a vegetarian family. And I get it. But it was kind of aggressive. It was a lot.
Who wants to do that, though? Like, I'm sorry, viewers, if you're like vegan, it's totally cool. I support you. It's like more meat for me if you're not eating it. But like, I just couldn't give it up.
It
it's
came
not
out of
something
nowhere.
I would give up.
It came out of nowhere. I guess maybe that's kind of Buddhist-y. I don't know. I was not expecting that. But I did like the working out part because, I don't know, some people go to the gym and they're like, that's their social life. It's like 3 hours. That's what they do at the end
of the
day.
Their whole Instagram's like, what did I work out today?
Whoa,
let me tell
things.
You and show you with my muscles.
And it's like, that's all they do, right?
Yeah.
But I'm more of a, I like the idea. He was like, no, why don't you go chop some wood or go play a sport? Or...
Go chop some wood. And did you try chopping wood, Megan?
Yeah, why? No. 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 No, I didn't even work out this week.
Whoa.
I surfed. It's not minimalist, though, because I paid a lot of money to do it.
Yeah.
I think that's opposite. But I did like the idea of going to the gym for 20 minutes. I'm
a
big fan.
I totally agree. I actually thought about going to the school gym yesterday. You know, got off at noon. I was like, hey, how can I be productive with my life? Mm. Instead, I went home and took a nap.
Good.
But then I did wake up, and I did a quick 10-minute workout.
There you go. Minimalist.
Mostly because I got tired. Not so much because of the minimalism, but I felt good knowing that I did
a minimalist
workout, you know?
Minor details, other parts.
Yeah.
Minor details.
Yeah.
I think
that was, like, great.
I'm going to try that this afternoon. No, I won't. But
no,
I might throw out some clothes, because I said if you're not wearing your clothes or anything, using things for 6 months, toss it.
I was actually thinking about that. I did my laundry today, and, like, frick, where are all the hangers?
Yep.
They're all in my closet because I have so many clothes. I've had to get, like, one of those, like, IKEA metal things
just,
like, drawers on drawers on drawers just to, like, hold all my clothes because I don't have any more hangers.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, I need to get rid of some of these clothes.
Because how many of those clothes do you actually wear?
I probably wear, like, 50%. You know, like, some of those clothes are like, oh, I still wear that, but, like, you wear it, like, once a year.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, like, is it worth it? You could just wear something else on that day.
That's true. But it's also, like, are you, like, a sentimental clothes wearer? You're like, I earned that t-shirt at this event.
That's the thing.
Where I wore it, you know?
I am not sentimental about my clothes. Like, I'm not like, oh, like, my friend bought me this shirt, so I really want to keep it. But I am like, oh, I spent, like, $60 on this shirt.
Yeah.
Like, I don't wear it. It doesn't fit, but maybe one day it will, and I spent money on this, so I don't want to give it up.
That's valid. Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, like, I should just, like, maybe sell it on Kijiji or something, but, like, I want to keep it because I spent my hard-earned money on it.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah.
Plus, okay, I think it's hard. We need, like, a minimalist northern writer because it's hard in Canada. We have such a wide thing of seasons. How do you have clothes for each season and not have
true.
A lot of stuff, right?
It's true. Because you need, like, your shorts and your tank tops and your summer dresses because summer in Winnipeg is freaking hot. And then you have, like, so long of winter, so you need, like, almost more winter clothes. You need, like, your long sleeves and your pants and your sweaters, and it's, like, you have to wear 10 layers, so you need 12 sweaters. It's not, like, unreasonable to have 12
sweaters. No, it's
not.
You wear those through in a week.
And then it's, like, there's days where it's, like, oh, I want to wear, like, jeans and a t-shirt, but maybe I need a vest because it's, like, a little bit chilly.
Yeah, fall and spring, where it's kind of those middle zones.
So it's, like, yes, you have all these clothes that you only wear in one season, but they're so important.
Yeah.
And, like, do you ever, like, give away clothes and then you're, like, the next season comes and you're, like, oh, I should have kept that because I actually need it now.
Yeah.
And then you just end up going out and buying, like, a very similar thing.
The exact same thing because you need it now.
Exactly.
I do. All the time.
Oh, man.
So this is hard.
Yeah.
That's why I think it said that you have to have, like, a keep, a maybe, and a gone pile.
Oh,
but then I would never throw away my maybe pile and it would just loiter there.
My whole closet is, like, my maybe pile. Like,
just
I don't
maybes.
Know. Oh, man. Did you read the part that was, like, minimalist workspace and computer?
I did. I thought of you.
Yeah. I feel like I lived that,
you
truthfully.
You do live that.
Like, I have, like, let's look at my desktop here. I have a few more folders because I have a bunch of screenshots right now. But I have, like, 3 folders that I have on my computer at all times.
I literally have 18 things, maybe 30 things open right now.
Oh,
and,
my
like, 3 stickies. You know what, guys? We're going to post this online to compare Megan and
Holly's. Okay, we're going to screenshot our desktops and show you the difference between how I organize my things and how Megan organizes her things. And then we'll see how this works out.
It's actually how we started our friendship. Holly yelling at me from my desktop.
Well, it's, when you're trying to hand in an assignment and it's like, oh, don't worry, I know where it is. And 12 folders later, you're like, oh, we're almost there. Like, I don't know. It's just kind of.
Okay.
I don't know what to
tell you. I'll work on that. That is the one chapter I could use to work on, I suppose. Just the one chapter.
That was the only one. You're great at everything else, obviously.
I live a very minimal life. As I literally, I brought, okay, the traveling one. It was like, don't pack a lot of stuff.
And oh, it was my goodness. That one?
What? I literally, okay, this is how I pack. I only brought one carry-on. But what I do is I get, like, giant Ziploc bags, and I roll all my clothes up really small. Ooh, and then I airlock them.
That's smart.
So I brought one little bag, but I brought like four pairs of shoes.
Yeah. When I went to Toronto, I also just brought a carry-on and it was like, okay, these are the essential items. I like made a pile. I was like, to survive, I need this many clean items.
Yeah.
Put them in my suitcase and I was like, I have room though. So yeah. It's like, oh, I can fit those heels in there. And then you look again, you're like, I could fit a blow dryer. I definitely need a blow dryer. And then you look again, you're like, may as well throw a dress in there even though it's like 5 degrees outside. And then you get there and you have like half your wardrobe just because it fit in the bag.
Yeah, and you only wear like the essentials that you
brought. Yeah, you don't actually wear those things.
I brought a steamer to Europe once. A steamer to Europe.
Just backpacking with my steamer.
Yeah, like.
Oh, your shirt looks a little wrinkled. Let me help you.
Let me just grab my adapter and like.
Who does that?
I know.
Megan does.
But it all fits in my carry-on, guys. But so I mean, I don't
when you
problem.
Travel with Megan, you're going to be so you're thankful gonna, that she crispy, has yeah. a steamer
you're gonna look
to
good.
Make you look great for all those travel photos.
I don't know. It was wild, okay?
Yeah. No, I definitely, like, when I was reading that, I was like, yeah, I probably shouldn't pack as much as I do, even if I'm like, oh, well, I can fit it, because, like, you never know what you're going to buy out there, and you, yeah. it's like, why make your pack heavier, especially for backpacking? Like, when I went to New Zealand, I went there for 6 months, so obviously I packed, like, my whole life. But I definitely was like, oh, I could have packed a lot less stuff and just, like, not complained as much when I was walking yeah. around with, like, 45 pounds on my back. Like,
but I also end up leaving things places, like, on yeah. purpose. Because I'll be like...
Or, like, you'll give them to your friends in other cities and be like, yeah. here, I'm leaving this for you because I care about you. Where really you just don't want to bring it back.
Yeah, or you, like, yeah. bought a new dress that you like a lot better. So you're like, okay, I can
or, like, swap it out
here.
Right here. Yeah,
yeah. All the time. I have a scattered things of clothes everywhere across the world. So one of the ones is interesting. It said make less commitments. So I was like, don't
yeah,
hang out
like
with people as much.
Clear your schedule and stuff.
Which is so hard right now. My schedule's full, like from 5:45 to like 11:30 at night.
Yeah, but it's because like I feel like most of our social lives in this program revolves around school.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
I'm like, oh, I'm hanging out with my friends, but we're filming this project. Or like, oh, we're like out for beers, but only because we like. Just worked on this project for 6 hours and now we're like just need a beer to relax yeah. and like me going out is like definitely not about like just making commitments to people.
No, you're right.
It's or if like it's all work and school and like de-stressing.
That's true. But it does
but
say-
I agree with him. Like people that just want to like constantly be busy, they're like, oh, busy, like I do all these things. It's like, what is so good about being busy? Like, aren't you just stressed out and like overwhelmed? Mm-hmm. Like I feel like our society is like, oh, like, the busier you are, the, like, better you are. And it's like, no.
It's not. Because, okay.
It's not how it works.
I found this article when I was reading this book. And it kind of said that, like, taking naps and going on little walks and kind of, like, chilling by yourself, like, helps people, especially if you're creative and you're, like, an active person, be more productive and help your attention and stuff like that. And helps you be more creative. So as creatives, we should have more downtime. We should have mandatory CRECOM nap time.
Yes, I agree very much.
Yeah, because when you daydream, you get your ideas. Your brain is able to figure things out.
Yeah, and I feel like, okay, during class, sometimes the teachers just, like, go on about, like, this is how you use the pen tool that we've learned how to use 12 times. And I'm just kind of, like, doing other things on my screen.
Yeah.
And, like, I've come up with, like, some cool, like, logo designs. Yeah. And, like, some cool, like... I did, like, my whole, like, marketing thing yesterday yeah. during class, and I was like, oh, this is, like, really cool because I was just, like, in my own zone, like, playing around because I, like, when I sit down to do work, I'm just like, hey, let's do work.
And
but
you're
that was kind of
just
focused. Like, oh, hey, like, I don't really want to completely listen to this thing, so I'm just gonna
yeah.
work on these things. And then it's like, you're listening, but you're also fooling around, and then you realize that you are very creative in, like, yeah, that time.
Because you're, like, almost only creating things with half your brain. Because I do the same thing, yeah, when I like, put on a movie, or, like, kind of, like, you know those TV shows where you don't really admit that you watch, but you watch it because they're kind of maybe visual or,
yeah,
good background shows?
It's like you don't actually care what's really happening. Yeah. You just want something going on.
Like, maybe
on,
there's,
yeah,
a good-looking guy in it. That's the only reason you're watching it.
It's definitely
so,
why I watch shows.
Those are the days where I do, like, my design stuff, and it's so much easier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
without Netflix.
Oh, how did I,
like,
we can't do that.
What are other distractions?
Besides
I
nature?
Mean, I play music a lot.
Okay.
Like, I'll go on YouTube and I'll search, like,
you don't have
chill indie. Well, like, no, I don't have Spotify. But that would probably work, too.
Yeah.
But YouTube has some, like, there's this channel that has, like, just, like, chill indie Sunday vibes. And it just, like, has a two-hour playlist of just,
sweet,
like, cool music.
Yeah.
And, like, half, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I actually know this song and I think it's cool. And sometimes I'm like, wow, it's a really cool song. And
yeah,
I just, like, rush to, like, write it down or, like, screenshot the thing. And, like.
That's true.
It, like, gives
you. And
music
is so good for,
yeah,
you, too, right? Like, it's a different.
Yeah, it, like, helps you focus, I think.
I think so, too. And
yeah,
it, like, stimulates those parts of your brain that you want.
Or, like, even studying in, like, a library or, like, a school area, sometimes when things are going on around you, it's distracting, but sometimes it's, like, better to be in a public place than just to be, like, sitting in your room.
Yeah, that's true.
Because then it's, like, you can just lie down and sleep.
That is true.
That's what I do.
That is, yeah, that's fair. You need a little bit of, like, white noise, I guess.
Yeah.
But
not watching Netflix is hard.
It was hard. I honestly, it's habit again. Like, I almost went there 10,000 times to Netflix it.
That's, like, my go-to
de-stressor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's, like, so many great shows on it right now.
And it's like, okay, if you're, like, feeling super pumped, like, there's all these, like, inspirational documentary.
Oh,
like,
really?
Let's watch that.
Yeah.
Or, like, if you're feeling sad, you're like, oh, like, where's those romance sad things going on? Like, Dear John, where's that going on?
Yeah, it's
notebook.
True.
And then it's, like, if you just need to focus, like, yeah, you have those, like, dumb shows. And, like, I feel like any, like, mood you're kind of in, you can, like, set that with,
yeah,
whatever you're playing
on
Netflix.
Depending on what it is.
It's kind of like music, but, like, there's a storyline.
Yeah.
And it's longer.
But
it's pretty.
Yeah. I have to admit, okay, yesterday, this is Holly inspired. I started watching your Riverdale.
Yes.
Okay, and I have to admit, it's okay.
Right.
You know why? It's, like, I like the lights. This is, we're going to have to go on a small video tangent here, and I should have saved this for after the podcast. But it's, like, blues and reds, like, they're lighting, and, like, they're, I don't know, it's really
well done.
They
want to make it, like, mysterious.
Yeah, they did a good job.
And they're good at doing that. Like, you could watch the show without
visually
talking.
Yeah.
And it'd be, like, interesting.
It's great. Like, yeah,
yeah,
you could, you right, you could listen to it on mute, and you'd still be super into,
like,
it.
I don't know if you've read, like, the comics.
Yes, I have.
And, like, it's weird because you're like, okay, this isn't really, like, it's based completely off that, all the characters and,
yeah,
stuff, but it's, like, definitely not,
it's, like,
related
dark
in any way.
Archie, and I love,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and, like, okay, you're not gonna, you're obviously, like, not where I am right now. I'm, like, caught up because I'm obsessed.
Okay,
but
I might be by next week now that
I'm
back
behind,
in Netflix.
Like, one episode because we couldn't watch this week, but
she says,
like, he is so dark. Like,
oh,
he
really?
Is getting, like, in this dark, like, intimate phase of his brain, and I'm just like, oh, this is, like, I don't know, it's interesting being like, oh, I used to read comics about,
yeah,
you, and now you're, like, threatening to shoot someone kind,
oh,
of
God,
thing. Like, it's just,
okay,
like, sorry, spoilers,
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 spoiler alert, guys.
But, like, it's just very intense, and it's like, what is happening? And, like, I don't know, it's kind of cool, like, a blend of, like, your childhood and,
yeah,
like, this, like, adult mystery type.
But they made it for, like, our age group who grew up with Archie. They didn't make it too kid-like. Does that,
yeah,
make sense?
They,
like,
made,
they made
it for 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Because those are the people that read those comics.
Was,
like,
I'm,
I would
so
say,
excited,
like,
to be back on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to catch up on all my shows. Stranger Things 2, who has seen that? Ooh. Viewers, please comment your thoughts on Stranger Things 2. I heard there are some wild things going on. I want to know your thoughts, because I am obsessed with the show. I watched the whole first season,
okay,
in, like, 2 days.
I'll have to try that. I got two shows to catch up.
You haven't seen Stranger Things?
No.
What are you doing with your life?
I'll catch
up
this weekend, now that I have no cell phone.
Oh, yes. We should talk about next week.
We should talk about next week. And we're, guys, we are cutting out cellular data.
So we are not going to use our data. We can use Wi-Fi, like, if we're at home. But we can't, like, we're not going to be, like, going on Facebook and Instagram on the bus. We're not going to be, like, tweeting things out.
Yeah.
While we're, like, out with our friends. Like.
The main thing is, yeah, if you're with other people, oh, yeah, we're you can't
not
be on
going
it.
To. Yeah. So, like, if you're out with your friends, we're not going to be, like, Snapchatting. And you're not going to be, like, scrolling through Instagram. Like, you know how girls, like, just, like, oh, let's all hang out. And yeah. then we just sit in our living rooms and, like, scroll through Instagram and like, talk about people. And, like, and not, I like, think... badly, but be, like, oh, it's a really cool picture. Like, guys, did you see her new picture? Like, yeah. no. Like,
we're but not I found, gonna do that. I found, too, so I downloaded, and I meant to tell you this before, an app that checks how many times you're on the phone a day.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. So it's called, I'll figure out what it's called. So the typical cell phone user touches their phone over 2,000 times. That's a lot. And so this is called Checky. And I've checked my phone today 12 times, guys. And it's only 10:51. 12 okay. times. And I was
so
trying
I
not
be
to.
Getting this app.
Download this app. Yeah.
Checky.
And so like extreme cell phone users, they said, check their phones up to 5,000 times.
That's probably close to me, honestly.
Yeah,
like
these, like,
I'm on my phone all the time.
I think it's making us less social because there's this, like, other stats that 34% check their smartphones after sex. 23% go on Twitter more than 10 times a day. 51% check social networks at dinner time. 62% while shopping. And 42% will stop a conversation if their phone beeps.
Yeah, like, are you ever out with your friends and, like, maybe there's a silence, maybe you get, like, a message you need to respond to or something, and, like, one person will check their phone, but because the one person's on their phone, like, everyone sort of around them is like, oh, like, I'm gonna check my phone because you're not just gonna, like, sit there awkwardly and quiet.
Yeah.
But then, like, you're both on your phone, and then, like, the first person looks over, and they're like, oh, they're on their phone, I'll check this other thing, and it's like, yeah. then you just end up on your phone, and it's like, no, like, we need to, like, talk to each other and, like...
But it's so depressing, too.
Yeah, like, I'm going to have to probably, like, turn my phone off because I will get distracted if it's, like, beeping. I'm going to be like, oh, what is that? I need to respond. So, like, I should probably turn my phone off this week if I'm, like, with my friends.
I think so. Just because it's habit. And, okay, so I was – you put it to perspective, though, when you were – so last week I was kind of off data anyways in Hawaii.
Right.
And me and my mom went to this luau, and we were sitting down on this table, and this two young girls sat next to us, and they were kind of mad that they had to sit by strangers. Yeah, they're really mad about it. But the first time that the waiter comes along, they're like, what's the Wi-Fi password? I'm like, really? Why do you need a Wi-Fi password? You're at a luau with an all-you-can-drink bar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and then the whole time they spent on their phones. Like, and this one girl, I watched her retake the same selfie, like, at least 20 times before she sent the snap.
And you're like, it's a Snapchat. They're going to look at it for 6 seconds
and
turn it off.
Yeah. And you're in this, like, you're on the beach in this beautiful place, and... I'm sorry you have to sit by strangers, but why do you need fucking Wi-Fi? Excuse my French.
Okay, I don't know if you do a lot of hiking, but I feel like I have that same thing. It's like, when you go hiking, it's like, okay, you want to bring your phone because you want to take pictures at the end of that hike. But it's also like, at what point do you just, like, get there and just embrace it?
Because,
like,
your
sometimes
pictures,
I just, like, leave my phone and my camera at home, and I'm just like, this trip is going to be just embracing
me
where
taking
I am,
it in.
Right? Yeah.
Because, like, the pictures are never as good as the real thing anyway. So you can
spend... Yeah, and you're wasting so much time taking pictures when you could be just, like, embracing
experiencing
what you're looking
it.
At. Yeah.
And I have friends like that, too, where you go on a hike with them and you spend your entire hike taking pictures of them.
Yeah, it's like an hour and a half hike, and it takes them 3 hours because
they're
they
like
have to
doing
stop.
Their yeah.
Like,
and they're like, okay, wait, I'm gonna
and
pose like
this. And you go on
like
Instagram,
this.
And you see these people with like this perfect hair and makeup, and they're like wearing all this like brand name outfit, and I'm just like,
girl, I do not.
Did
look
you
like
go
that.
For a hike or did you go on a photo shoot?
Yeah.
Like, what is happening right here?
Because there's two separate times. Because I like taking photos, and I have a friend who likes to be in the photos, but those are like very specific times where I'm like, okay, we're going on a photo shoot. And we go purposely for that. But if I'm going to go on a hike to enjoy it, to see it, experience it, I almost don't need... I barely took any photos in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Because you're there.
And it's like, it's hard for us because we have these, like, cameras that we've invested in. And, like, we're Media Pro majors, both of us. So, like, obviously, our life revolves very much around a camera.
Yeah. And we like to create things.
But it's like, there's times to take pictures. And there's times, like, sometimes I'm like... damn, like, I wish I brought my camera on this hike because this super sick, like, sunset is setting over the mountains and this is fucking sweet. But, like, then I just say to myself, I'm like, okay, well, this is my moment, you know? Yeah. I'm embracing this.
This
moment.
Isn't work
yeah.
mode.
So, yeah, you kind of have to find a balance. I think it's so. All about balance, but.
And being aware of it. I think that's yeah. what we're hoping this week is become more aware about how.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do also is interact with real people.
Yes.
We're going to try to say hi to people in the morning. We're yeah. going to try to talk to people at the bus stop.
Maybe or in that's line. Creepy, but... Yeah, we might get some weird looks.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for at least one, what is it called? What is it when you can't go near someone?
Restraining order.
Yeah, I'm hoping yeah. for one restraining order.
Just
that's
one.
It.
Just the one.
Yeah, just yeah. one. If we got
okay,
one
so
this
Okay, so whoever
week,
gets the most restraining orders in the next week succeeded.
Yeah, let us know.
So if you're going to try this with us, just talk to anyone who's, like, within 5 feet of you.
Yeah.
And just ask them how their day is. Compliment their shoes.
Yeah, that's a big one. Like, compliment their shoes. If they're reading a book, ask yeah. them what they're reading.
Just be nice. Like, don't be, like, an asshole
about
it.
Be a genuine
like,
person.
Be nice about it. And we'll see how many friendships we can make this week.
Do you think
maybe
we'll make any?
Maybe we'll have some new friends.
We're slightly awkward.
We're both awkward
in case
people
you guys are wondering.
Who aren't super social. I don't think we're, either of us are very social.
In my own way, sometimes.
Yeah, we're social, like, with our friends, but I wouldn't say I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to this event so I can meet new people.
Yeah, no.
Like,
I'll talk to the cab drivers when I'm on, like, I talk to people when I'm on vacation.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
like,
when
in
I'm on vacation,
ground,
it's like, tell me about
lazy.
Your local land.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
So this is fun. This is going to be a great week, I think.
I'm
looking forward to it, to be honest.
I'm very excited. I'm curious how well this is going to go.
Yeah,
my birthday's coming up soon, so maybe I'll make a bunch of new friends and they can all come and party
birthday.
With me. That's going to be my goal. How many birthday friends can I make?
How many birthday friends? We're going to find out next week. So next week's side goals. Holly's going to make birthday friends. I'm going to watch Riverdale and
You're
Stranger
also
going to
get a restraining order.
And a restraining order. It's going to be a big week for
both
of us. And
I'm going to... Yep, that's it.
Okay. Well...
I'm very excited.
Me too.
Who's
we
excited?
Never know how to, we never know how to say
Listeners,
goodbye to you guys.
Maybe if you see us in the halls, you can be our friend.
Yeah, can
so
you help
if we
us
come
out?
Talk to us, don't think we're creepy. We're
maybe
just
smile back.
Smile
Encourage
back, yeah.
us, please.
Someone give Megan a restraining order, though. Like, help
please.
Her reach
Somebody
her dreams.
Help me
just
out
someone
here.
Help her out a little
Even
bit.
Even a fake
be
one.
Nice. Yeah, just write on a piece of loose leaf.
Yeah,
like,
don't talk to
You must keep 30 feet from me, and then just... Stick it on her backpack, and she'll find
yeah.
it when she gets home. She'll be, like, kind of sad,
but,
like, but super
excited
pumped
about
also.
It. It'd make my week, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we will see you all next week.
Yeah.
My little cold turkeys.
My little cold turkeys.
Is that what our, like,
gobble.
What are our fans called? Like,
I don't know. Our turkeys? Our flock?
Turkey goblets.
Our flock.
Little goblets.
Our little gobblers.
Our flock of goblets.
Little... We're doing turkey calls. Next week, we're learning how to turkey call everyone.
What?
In case you're wondering. Oh, yeah. That's
Very
a new
excited.
Thing
Very
on the
excited.
Dock, by the way. That was just, yeah, keeping it fresh.
All right. Keeping it fresh because cold turkeys are definitely not fresh turkeys, so we're going to make it fresh in here. Okay, we should just.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Ciao. Miss you.